The Creator Life is sponsored by the company Cebu. It's a co-working space that fosters creativity and collaboration, all while getting things done. Check them out in their two locations, Mandaue and Cebu IT Park. You can also take advantage of their other spaces in Japan, Singapore, Bangkok, and Hawaii if you become a member. Get 50% off on a day pass or flexi pass when you use the code CREATORLIFE50. That's CREATORLIFE50 for 50% off on a day pass or flexi pass in the company Cebu. For more info, check them out at thecompany.ph and their social media channels on Facebook and Instagram at the company Cebu. Thank you so much to the company Cebu for sponsoring the podcast. The Creator Life is also powered by Ambidexter, a digital content marketing company. They offer various services such as graphic design, content writing, media relations marketing, and many more. Ambidexter will launch a weekly AmbiBlog series which features different podcasts based in the Philippines. I'm really grateful to be part of this series and I hope you'll check the feature when it comes out. Check out their socials, visit their website, or shoot them an email for more information in the show notes. Thank you so much, Ambidexter. On with the show! So, yeah, it's been a hot minute since I did any sort of recording. I don't know. I know, it was like last week. I thought it would be like a month back, but it's like, oh, it was last week. It's fine.
Do you do this regularly?
Yeah, I do this every, I post it every week, but I bulk record.
Yeah.
That's my strategy for this podcast, which I haven't been following recently because of pandemic and work. And I'm, you know, it's been busy, and it's not just Techtober busy.
Yeah.
Ah, that word, Techtober, and it's not over. It's not over.
We have one more day.
And it's not just because even in November, I think they're still putting out stuff.
Yeah.
Scary.
Yeah, kasi Christmas is coming up, so they're gearing towards that naman. So, wala talaga pahinga for us.
Yeah, and everyone, I think everyone mostly got delayed with their stuff because of the pandemic and all. So,
that's true.
They're late. Even Apple, of all people, is later than usual. Everyone's late. I mean,
so everyone's rushing before the year ends, no?
Yeah, because they still want people to buy stuff, even though we basically have less money.
That's true, man.
Yeah, if we thought that like the pandemic would teach us to save money, it's yes and no, because after the initial, okay, guys, let's save because we're still stuck at home. Now it's like, okay, buy everything now.
It's like, I saved enough. Let's buy everything.
Yeah, you know, we can't buy everything, guys. no matter how much we want to.
We just couldn't.
Yeah, there will always be stuff that we simply do not like, so we will not buy. So we will not buy everything. Can't like everything. It's like how people are. There are things we like and we don't like.
So yeah.
Anyway, let's start before I go off the rails and then like ask like food about food stuff.
Okay.
Let's start this in 3, 2, 1, go. Welcome to The Creator Life, a podcast that makes sense of how different creators live. I'm Julian Sibi, that's S-I-B-I, and I'm really grateful that you're listening to the show. New episodes are on Fridays and bonus episodes pop up on Mondays or Wednesdays. If you haven't already, subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, Google Podcasts, and anywhere you're listening to podcasts. You can leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, that really helps the show a lot. Also, if you can, but it's still the pandemic, guys, so you shouldn't spend needlessly and randomly, unless it's 11-11, I don't know. So, support me on Patreon, that's patreon.com/JulianCB. So, Yeah, as I record this, we're still in Techtober. There's a lot of stuff, whether it's a phone or a wearable or a computer or a graphics card or whatever. There are lots of stuff coming out, and yeah. But I'm not here to talk about any of that because that's not what this is for. Although we'll get into that since two of the people. Oh yeah, I have more than one guest again. So my guests for this episode are Kevin and Vika Francisco of The Modern Creatures. So welcome Woo-hoo! To the show.
Hi.
Hi.
So thank Thanks you for having us.
Yeah. Because hey. I initially wanted to have like separate, but then like that wouldn't make sense. They're doing this together basically. So like doesn't really make sense. So
yeah, it's two in one.
Here we are.
That's buy one take one. Yeah. More. Yeah.
And it's like I see buy one get one, and then it's abbreviated as BOGO, and I don't wanna say it. Yeah, I don't wanna say it in Bisaya because it's also stupid. It means stupid.
Oh.
Yeah. So every time we see the word BOGO or any variety, we laugh because that's what it means. It means stupid. So
that's something new I can take somewhere else.
Yeah. Like basically when you go to like Cebu or like anywhere in not all places in Visayas and Mindanao speak Bisaya, but most of us do. So at least you know what that means. Anyway, let's begin. So I was curious because you know I know people like Isa and Mary. So yeah, I'm gonna do a little plug. So listen to our previous episodes. It's on the podcast feed. So yeah, I've been looking around the local tech creator scene, and you know it's been a while since I get to talk to some of them, and I'm happy to have you guys on, and it's been great. So how did you guys start The Modern Creatures? Like I've seen one of you from a certain other publication, which I will not mention unless someone here mentions it. Although I don't know what you mean.
It's so. Okay, I think.
Yeah, it's okay to mention it. I just didn't want to mention it myself until you say it. So
spoiler, go. It's me. Just kidding.
No, okay. Actually, my history in the tech industry goes deeper than Gadget Match. So there, I said it. I actually, maybe to get this ball rolling, for my brief history, I actually started in Hardware Magazine. It's basically a tech magazine that specializes on, tech. But apart from that, they also just started doing videos then. So they got me as the video guy. And then... And it started there. After a few years, I transferred to Yuga Tech. I'm pretty sure you know Yuga Tech.
Almost everyone.
And then,
yeah.
And then did work there as a videographer too, and the one who appears in front of the camera as well sometimes. Before Gadget Match, and then after Gadget Match, I also did videos there. And then after a few years too. Almost 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Then The Modern Creatures happened.
Yeah. So how did that happen specifically?
Oh, well, I think it's more on we really wanted to start something ourselves, whether it was a restaurant or a website or something. But this is something we're the most familiar with, I would like to say. Since Kev's been in the industry nga, and I'm interested in tech. Ever since I was a kid. So yes, actually it started that way that I was more into tech than Kev. And he actually didn't know a lot. So it's an interesting turn of events. Now he's the one now that's so much more knowledgeable and so much more familiar with everything that's happening in the tech industry.
I mean,
Vika was the one who was really into tech than me earlier. Early on, because there was this time even I bought a pair of earphones back. This was years ago. And then I was like, Vika, check this out. I got a really nice pair of earphones. And then she tried it on. And then she was like, ang pangit ng bass. I don't like the bass. So I was like, what? But I thought it was really good.
Additionally, it's like 300 pesos. So when you said it's like 300 pesos and you think it's good. I mean, I'm not downing. Na. There are gadgets naman na at a certain price point they deliver. But the ones he got didn't deliver anything.
And yeah, this was years ago. Maybe 10 years ago, I think. So 300 pesos for earphones is not really good at the time.
That's true.
So yeah, that's a quick backstory how we started. So we really wanted tech too as well, since pareho nga kami na we're in this industry now. So yeah, it's a big part of why TMC or the Modern Creatures came to be.
We started talking about it parang late 2019, and then when 2020 hit, before the pandemic, we were like, okay, let's just do this. We bought the domain. And we're like, okay, we bought it. We have to do something about it. So dire-diretso na siya from there. So that's how we started. It was really a leap of faith because it's something putting up a website is something we haven't done. The videos we've done. So talagang it was something new for us. And it's been exciting so far. And I think it's been fruitful.
Well, yeah. And it's like some of the things I've been hearing, like I've been hearing stories from other people, or like thinking that oh, I initially thought that they started it like this year lang, but then the idea was already literally there way before, but then had to really adjust or like make it bigger right away because of the pandemic. So a lot of things can happen, and yeah. So like you would think that some of the things that are popping up recently during the pandemic, you would think it's because of the pandemic, but sometimes it really isn't.
Yeah, that's true. Although there are a lot, and it's actually super refreshing to see people step out of their comfort zones because everything's online now. So wala nang hiyaan.
Yeah.
So and it's nice because you get to see people's talents. Like I see people who I didn't know were good at cooking, who were good at drawing. So nakakatuwa din what this whether or not it was because of the pandemic. It's nice to see the talents that are emerging online.
Yeah. So like what's a habit that you picked up during the pandemic that you wouldn't otherwise think to be doing even before that? Go. Who wants to start?
You want to start?
Personally, for me, there's not much that has changed. Wala masyadong nagbago. Does that mean loser ako?
Not exactly.
No, since before, we do work at home. We shoot videos in our place. We converted our one area of the unit into a studio. So basically, sa bahay lang ako lagi nagtatrabaho. And then, when pandemic happened, parang, okay, lahat kayo sa bahay magtrabaho. Ako, oh, sige. Oh, I've been doing that. Pero siguro, I don't know, maybe the adjustment would be how things moved from review units, shooting outdoors, getting sample photos. Those definitely changed when pandemic happened. Ngayon, hindi ka na pwedeng basta-basta pumunta mag-out of town. You need to have a permit and you have to be tested and all that. So definitely, naapektuhan yung industry as a whole.
I still can't think of anything. Sorry, go lang.
like, I don't know. It really depends on where you were before the pandemic.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Because like, if you were a person who got used to like, okay, I go out like almost every day.
Yeah.
Like not like going out, like going on an adventure all the time. No.
Yeah.
To the office or stuff. Then you go to somewhere to buy stuff and then go home. So if you are used to that and then you're suddenly being, okay, you can only stay home. And it's kind of weird for people who, I'm actually one of those people.
You're one of them.
I mean, like I'm one of those people who like, I can't really be stuck at home, not because I hate the house, don't get me wrong, it's nice, but there's something comforting about like being in another space. Then like that's sometimes true. I can't get stuff done when I'm at home, which I had to adjust to because of this pandemic. So yeah, but it's slower.
And I think you're not the only one, because there are so many people that I noticed na at first they were excited, like, yay, work at home. But then they realized how it's not that easy, because like you said, it's they're not used to their house being their workspace. So it's the transition is hard. So you can't find that space where you can work. So you can't just go out anymore. So you really have to adjust. It's, I guess we're good on that part, so lucky for us. But yeah, you're not alone on that, I'm sure.
Yeah, like I see more of myself like in the middle, like when I was already in the situation, it's like, okay, I'm much more comfortable, but there are like people who are literally complaining. It's like, yeah, I don't wanna go out. Oh well, like it's not like during the first few months we could have done anything. And
yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Well, so, it's easier to go out now. I mean, I'm not saying go out, but you know, if you want to go out, be careful.
Yeah, like do all the precautions. Like don't be careless when going out, because the last thing you want is to tell your body to tell you that you have to rest. Like literally, it happened to me. I don't know how many times I said this on the podcast, but yeah, I got sick for 2 weeks because of that, of the thing. So it's not because of the thing, but like, you know, I got sick and I was
actually. Yeah, sorry, go.
Yeah, like I got sick and it was really hard. I literally couldn't do anything. It was so sick. Anyway, go.
It's hard. It's hard to work from home, where you also rest and relax and play games, and at the same time you also have to work there. So parang walang division, walang okay, tapos na mag office, I'm gonna go home and do my crafts or do have my personal me time or whatever. So nag-blur na yung line na yun during this lockdown. So yeah, if you're used to going out and then suddenly you're trapped at home and then you have to work at home, there's gonna be adjusting to happen talaga.
And even if we can go out, it's also another adjustment, because everything around you is adjusting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many things you have to do going out and going home. So when you get home, you have to throw all your clothes in the laundry. You can't reuse anything. You have to wash up. It's such a struggle to go out and in the house. So, you know, in the end, it's better to just stay home. Yeah, for now. You're safer pa.
You kind of have to strategize when you go out. So
yeah.
Like,
yeah. It's a planned point, event. Yeah.
if you think about it, actually, this lockdown, this pandemic also changed the direction of technology. I would say so. With what we're working with right now, yung content are all slanted towards how to make working from home more productive or more efficiently. So I guess talagang naapektuhan ng pandemic lahat. Even how we behave, how we consume tech, affected everything.
Yeah. So, yeah. So all we have to do is, you know, adapt or die. Apparently, I'm not saying you should die, but
that's true.
I'm not saying you're gonna die if you don't adapt, but that will most likely.
It's so scary that it can actually happen.
Yeah, I mean, you can like, it's not nothing. It's a pandemic.
Yeah.
I am still surprised by how many people who are still not wearing masks. And I don't think it's here though, but it's in a place where I didn't expect them to be like that. But then like, because of recent events, then you wouldn't be surprised anymore. Not gonna mention the country name because it's so obvious.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Anyway, so besides the website, you also, since you're really used to doing videos, so you have a YouTube channel, and and by in preparing sort of for this, I was watching some of the videos, including one today.
Yeah, we just published one.
Yeah, you just published the one V30. Today. So, yeah. So like, what are the? I don't think it's a different thing when you're like in a group of people who are really used to doing video. So like, what's the struggle of doing the YouTube channel, and how is it any different from like being with Gadget Match or like something like that?
I would say you're correct that it's a really different thing pagka puro content creators ang kausap. But then, that's true, that's correct. But then as content creators, as with the years that passed as a content creator, and now I started a YouTube channel on my own, on our own, with Vika, hindi ko alam, and same with Vika, we both don't know the business side of things.
Yeah.
We're both used to creating content because apart from shooting, si Vika is really good at editing. She's good at motion graphics, doing animation. So we're in line with producing videos talaga. But the business side is super new for us. And I had to ask some really close friends for advice who are also in the industry. So yeah, one thing is learning the entire business side of this whole channel. It's a challenge. Wouldn't you say so?
Yeah, I guess. For the most, I think I could say this about a lot of creators out there. When they go out to make their channels, they focus on creating good content and they get those done. But then there's this whole other side of it that's just so confusing and it's so hard. Like, I'm not joking.
Yeah.
It's so hard to understand all these things. There's SEO, there's marketing, there's keywords, and then you have to keep, there's momentum.
Yeah.
There's such a whole science and business to it that, like Kev said, analytics. We're totally new to it and we really have to sit down for a couple of weekends to just learn all these things, because again, we are creators from the start since we both have backgrounds in video production but not in business.
And yeah, to add to that, the business side of parang when we were starting, okay, we need to have a business we have to have our business registered. How do we do that?
Agree.
Google, how to do business registration?
Yeah.
So as simple as that, wala kaming alam pa.
Yeah.
Yeah. You would think it's easy, but
you
no.
Would think so. It's surprisingly confusing.
I mean, to be fair, you know, our system in this country.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not totally surprised, but then like, how could you complicate something?
Yeah. And you know, everything's on paper.
That's another thing too.
Nothing's for a country that wants to be a tech forward, we can't even do digital paperwork, right? Or in a proper internet connection. But
that's all. Yeah, like I agree. It's like I'm also struggling with that. Like the business side is like, okay, if I am going to do a blog, a podcast, and a YouTube channel by myself, how on earth am I gonna do this with the business side? So it's like, heck. So at some point, you would tend to realize if you're juggling too much, then you might have to realize that you have to ditch some of it because if you don't put much focus on it, what tends to happen is it might language and you might ignore it, and it's like, okay, goodbye, and nothing will happen because you want them to move at the same time, even though you have to speak to yourself that you simply can't because you're doing a lot.
Yeah, that's why I'm amazed at creators who are doing this all by themselves. I'm lucky that we're a tandem. I mean, we have each other to help. You know, when we need to understand something, we can have each other to talk to it about. But for those who are doing this by themselves, like you, I mean, how to juggle all these things.
Do you also have your regular job apart from doing this, or is this your?
Yes.
See, that's hard. Man. That's really hard.
That's really
props
hard.
To you, dude.
Yeah.
I'm trying to hold myself together, but
aren't we all?
Yeah, especially in these times. Yeah, aren't we?
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, but yeah, amazing talaga for those who do it by themselves, kudos.
Yeah, but like, to be fair, like, some of them, yeah, they might have done it by themselves, but they're doing it since they were like teenagers.
So
like that, like, because if you consistently do the contents, it's what, for like 5, 6, 7 years, and then not really thinking about that business side yet, because that wasn't really a thing back then. So
yeah, that's true.
Once you're down with the creative side, you basically just learn the business side, like, easily.
Yeah,
you can create stuff in your sleep at that point. So yeah, kudos to those people.
Yeah. I guess it's really something you have to pick up, especially if you're not used to it, like us.
Well, yeah.
Speaking of not being used to things, one more struggle I would say on starting a YouTube channel is that I personally am not good at talking, good at presenting, good at continuously talking for a long time. So I'm not good at those. And for this channel, yung tinatry kong i-develop. I've been trying to develop that on myself to be how to deliver things better. So yeah, we're not really in front of the camera. We're not used to being in front of the camera. We're used at the back, behind the lens. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why.
And even finding your I'm just gonna add one more. Even finding our flavor for the channel. Do we want to appear as this kind of content creators? Do we want to be perceived as this kind? So you have to kind of make everything work together, even in terms of content, in terms of the channel layout. So those are some of the things that we found ourselves being medyo nahihirapan, to say the least. Yeah.
Basically, the little things.
Yeah.
The little things, definitely.
Yeah, because you always view things with a bigger picture, like the big perspective. Like,
so
then you tend to forget about the little things. Those end up becoming issues, which
your nightmares.
It happens, but it's how you deal with those little things when they come up.
You learn, which is really good.
Yeah,
you learn along the way.
Yeah, and for some reason, like being a content creator is probably learning a lot of things at once. Sometimes.
All at the same time.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah.
There's so many things about being a creator that you won't really realize until you're
there.
A fully fledged. Yeah. I'm not saying you're fully fledged, but
like
until
doing
you're
it.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're doing it.
You're actually doing it and being serious about it.
Yeah.
There's so many things you can pick up.
That's true. It's like you think you know what you're doing, and then, oh crap, I'm not really doing it right. I mean, it's fine. That's the learning experience.
Yeah. I mean, in everything, I think if you're going to try something new, if you're not going to learn from it, then you may not be doing it right. But
wasted opportunity to learn.
Yeah, it's a wasted opportunity to learn.
It's better to do it than like be afraid of doing it wrong.
Yeah, definitely.
Because otherwise, you won't be doing it because you'll just be afraid to do it wrong. So why not just do it? And then if it's wrong, you improve on it and until you somewhat get there.
We're not a year in with our YouTube channel. But for us, personally, we see the difference from our first video to the videos we produce now. Meaning we learned something, we improved something. Yeah. So it shouldn't matter how you start because there will always be room for improvement.
That's
correct.
True. Yeah, anyway, let's put all that creative stuff behind us because you know we're here for the tech talk. This is usually what happens when I have tech creators on. It's like, okay, I'll be talking about how they started their stuff, but eventually we will be talking about tech, so let's just get this out of the way. We're gonna
talk
about tech. So while also preparing for this conversation, I read an article about we don't really need the latest gadgets all the time. It's fine. It's okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
We just published that.
Yeah. See. I actually read stuff. I don't just. Like,
I know. Thank you, man. Thank you for the support.
Yeah. I support everyone in the tech mob, especially. I mean, not just them.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's fun supporting the local
creators.
Yes. Yeah. So funny enough, like I used to be someone who like obsessed of like getting stuff the latest like every single year.
Okay, so you're one of those guilty ones.
Before, but then like
before,
like a few years ago, I realized like this is tiring. Like it gets tiring eventually. Like
yeah,
if you have the privilege to be getting the latest every year, then good on you. Like
yeah,
you're lucky. Be fortunate. You're blessed. But yeah. Like not everyone is like that, and most people will definitely not upgrade every single year, unless of course it's, you know, it actually depends on the kind of phone you get or like the kind of gadget you get.
Yeah, yeah. And the kind of work you do, I would say. Like, if it really demands the flagship level phone of the year, then go. Because if it's for your work, if you're going to improve on it, then go. But if it's just for something because this person
it's the latest, told
you,
yeah.
It's the latest, it's the coolest, it's the prettiest. But, you know, it's not worth it. You're going to put yourself through all that pressure.
Well, if you can afford it, why not? If it makes you happy and you can afford it, why not? But if you make ways to achieve the latest gadgets, parang hindi na maganda. It's not that nice. Because you're gonna just keep on like chasing this new phone, better color. But it doesn't end. It never ends. They're gonna release next year in just half a year. They're gonna release a better model. So that's just my opinion. That's just my opinion. If you have the money and you really want the latest, go for it.
I actually feel sorry for those who like buy phones and then like 6 months later there's a new one. I'm not gonna mention any brands who do this, but yeah, there are brands who do that. Like they launch a phone early this year and then now it's like okay, there's a new one.
Not even a year. Oh.
Not even half a year.
No, I can think brands off the top of my head who do it all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like,
and yeah.
To be fair, I don't blame them. I think that's one of the ways they actually earn money is if that habit's there. But then, like, I think it's at some point it's really unhealthy to be like getting another phone every single time, unless you're lucky.
Like, yeah. But yeah, I think that's also part of the whole social media pressure, that you have to have these things in order to function properly, or the new is always better. There's so much pressure on the consumer. I'm not blaming brands or anything. It's just the way the world works. But as a person, it's hard if you're weak-willed.
It puts pressure, yeah.
Yeah, if you're... It can... I don't want to say definitely. Like, I don't quote me on this. But it could take a toll mentally on some people, physically maybe, I don't know, if they might work extra hard just to get that one phone. And there's really no way to remedy it on the brand side or on the company side. It's really up to us as people to realize that we don't need it. We might want it. It's cool, but you don't need it. I mean, your phone works well, right? I mean, if your phone works well, if you're doing something productive with your life without having the latest everything, then you're doing okay.
True.
Yeah, the problem though is if you're a tech enthusiast and that's literally what you're interested in, so like what is the dilemma?
If that makes you happy, then you do something about
yeah, but then like
just follow your heart.
But oh no, I don't have money for this. Like passion exactly. Passion can only go so far if you don't have the money to even buy it. But like no. You can't even.
According to the author, to Louis, who wrote that article we published earlier, he grew tired. He grew tired of getting the latest devices. So for him, it was just as long as it's working, as long as it gets the job done, I'm good with it. So I guess it's up to you how you're going to look at things eventually. If you're going to keep on chasing that dream of having the latest gadget, or you're going to be content. So it's up to you, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, it depends on like, one, the type of gadget. Like, you literally do not have to update your laptop every 2 years.
Yeah.
The laptop's not a phone. phone.
You
I
don't
could,
have
like,
to even update your phone every year. It depends again. It depends.
Yeah, it depends. But like, if you're really into phones and then like you just want it, and then like, yeah, okay, go. That's what you love. Go for it. I'm not forcing you to.
I think that's it. It's as long as you're not forcing yourself to buy this new thing, then okay. As long as you really want it, I mean, like, I'm like, we're not going to fault you on that.
Right? Yeah.
So yeah, as long as you're not forcing yourself, that's right.
Yeah, and you don't sell your body parts just to get it. Like literally, that iPhone kidney joke has been there for like,
every
for
year. Time. Every year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Time to sell the kidney.
Yeah.
You like, only have like, two kidneys, so you can have two iPhones.
I know. Really not.
right, two kidneys.
It's like a kidney times the number of years it would still be alive. Literally. It's not worth it. Just to get an iPhone.
I haven't had an iPhone since iPhone 5.
Oh, good. That's still one of the good designs.
It's just too expensive. The
6 is like, okay, I love the iPhone, but like the design is getting way too curvy. Like I'm glad it went back to flat now. But then like yeah. I think they had to do the curve thing at some point. Because it's
I'm actually not interested in their phones anymore. I actually am more on the watch and the AirPods. I mean, their accessories are still pretty good. I mean, those are the things that
The ecosystem
is good. Yeah. Though they do try and lock you in, which I don't like.
they're making it worse.
How?
How?
Like, to the point that you have a credit card now.
Oh, yeah, the Apple credit card.
The Apple card, where if you can't just move to another phone because your credit card is tied to your phone now, which is nuts when you think about it. So like
it's a way for you to upgrade your phone every year, I guess.
And with that, that's the sad thing about what they're doing is that it only mostly applies in the US. So if you're outside the US, you have really less incentive to have everything Apple.
That's so true.
There are, but like you don't get everything. And you're paying the same or even more for less, essentially.
I guess I would say that Apple is one of the things that people will always want.
Yeah.
But you don't always need.
Yep. Like, people will always complain. It's like, oh, it sucks and you like that. But yeah. And at the end of the day, if you're given an iPhone, there would only be two choices. Either you'd sell it because you hate it so bad, or you'd get it. You'd accept it with open arms.
Buy a charger for it.
Well, yeah. But to be fair, what I can say
you're
about that...
You're not against that. Okay, yeah, so what's your take on that?
To be fair with the charger debacle, it's like... Yes, it's a very big inconvenience for like especially new users, like those who want to get in. Yeah. So it's a higher barrier to entry because you now have to buy a charging brick, I guess. The cable's there, but then like
you have to buy a charging brick.
But another perspective I have on it, it's like I don't know if they're focused on getting new phone people into the ecosystem anymore. I feel like it's like if you already have the iPhone, you will most probably get a new one.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Yeah, you would less likely switch because one, Apple makes it harder to switch. So
the clients are usually returning clients, so it's not really a big deal for me. And they said, Apple says, that they're doing it for the environment.
Oh, the environment thing?
Because, let me just say, whether that's true or not, they're still reducing the amount of plastic that's going into the world, so whatever.
Yeah.
And yet whether it's an excuse or not.
Yeah. And yet they wrap the thing in plastic.
In plastic. I'm waiting for the day that phones aren't wrapped in plastic.
The funny thing about this whole thing is like if someone else follows if someone else follows what Apple's doing, I'm gonna laugh to the roof.
Because, like, Samsung already announced that they won't be.
Oh, that's a rumor morning. Thing yet.
Yeah. It was a rumor. Okay.
It was a rumor thing. Just like,
I just saw it on Twitter.
But to be fair, that's Samsung's strategy. They mock Apple. Yeah. And they follow
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
They mocked Apple for the notch, and look what happened. Hey, wait. No. They mocked Apple for the headphone the jack. Then what
headphone
happened?
Jack.
Headphone
yeah.
jack.
Yeah. They had to delete the ads for that because.
Well,
to be fair, they have
let's
marketing
wait for
money.
The charger ads. Yeah, yeah, I mean Samsung's a big company. They yeah. can do. They can get away with almost everything.
They used to sell military equipment until they had to sell that for weird reasons. That's a Samsung. That's Samsung.
Powered by Samsung.
Disclaimer: we're saying brands because it's really hard to say. Talk about tech without talking about brands, unless
and
it's
they
like,
probably know also.
Yeah.
they probably know. Anyway, on to another topic. It's like
okay,
I'm really fascinated with cars these days. Like, not in like the end, like specific stuff, like the nitty gritty. I'm not interested.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
then like the tech stuff they're able to squish in lately is nuts. To the point
True.
That you can literally let it drive in itself, although that's really scary. And I don't think it would work in the Philippines because there are literally
no
road lights.
No.
As simple as that. It won't work.
I don't think even in 10 years we can have self-driving cars, but let's see.
I mean,
I don't know.
We probably
here,
have.
Here in the Philippines.
Yeah.
In the Philippines.
Yeah. We probably have,
the
and there's probably Teslas around here. Hiding,
yeah.
So
there are a handful of Teslas here already.
Yeah, but you know, you'd have a giant house to hide it and charge the thing.
Yeah, you'd have to have your own charger.
Yeah, like you literally have to go home to charge because you won't find anywhere else unless you're willing to pay like a random shop.
Well, other gas stations now, I think. T-Oil, if I'm not mistaken,
yeah.
have already charging stations built in, but not all of them.
I think some for the long drives, the gas stations for.
I think there's one in NLEX.
NLEX, I think,
yeah.
Charging station.
But cars now definitely they're not just four wheels and a steering wheel that you drive. No, they have so much tech in them already. To the point na years ago I was covering automotive industry, and one media asked me, so if you're just covering tech, not all cars have tech, and I would want to have that same conversation with that guy today.
so now, every car has tech, so
I would say every car has tech so far.
Yeah,
yeah, they all run on computer boxes now. Wala na yung mga mechanical na
nook and cranny.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
really hard to find manual transmission now.
Well, they do still release some very select select models.
Yeah, like you would really have to like tailor that to a certain market. But then, like
yeah.
other markets, yeah, they're not gonna bother with that thing.
Do you drive?
Yeah, I do. But like you know, with the whole home thing, I don't drive as often anymore. I only drive.
It's fun to
out.
Drive, yeah.
It is fun, and it's very therapeutic now because.
Yes,
yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's
not,
what
in
we did.
Not in the main roads, of course. You know, they get.
Yeah, we went actually out of town to Tagaytay, only to Tagaytay last week. And it was fun. It was really therapeutic, so to speak, because you're out of the city, out of our four walls for a long time. So, yeah. And cars now they just have they're loaded with tech to make your ride more comfortable and all that, so it's definitely enjoyable. May mga cruise control na so,
Android
you know,
Auto,
yeah.
Apple CarPlay, those are actually super. My favorite thing if a car has Android Auto or Apple CarPlay, it's like a big plus na kagad.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
Like you don't need to finagle just to have
yeah.
like music on. You would think it's easy, like you know simpler times when cars had CD players and
CD,
radios.
Yeah.
Now it's like we don't usually care because we just want to play our own music on Spotify anyway. So
yeah.
I should have a brand
podcast. People.
Yeah.
People are going to podcasts. I mean, the rise of podcasts, it's kind of surprising. I did not expect it at all.
Yeah, but I kind of saw it like, I don't know if it's last year. Last year was really last the year, turning point. Like, you know, think, celebrities doing it. And even now.
That's correct.
Now
and
it's even
insane. Spotify is really pushing it, I think. If I'm not mistaken, Spotify keeps getting celebrities because they really want to push the podcast market, so they're number one in the although I'm not really familiar with who's number one in the podcast industry. Is it still Spotify?
I mean, it used to be Apple Podcasts until Spotify kept spending and spending on it to the point like if the culture you just bought is very different from your company, then it would have like some problems. Like I think what happened with Joe Rogan, because you know, as you know, a few months back, they got Joe Rogan.
They got it.
They got it exclusive. Probably next year it will be exclusive to Spotify. But what ended up happening was there was something like, you know, in a random episode. You know, Joe Rogan's podcast is really free form. Like, people can just say what they want. But then, like, it got to a point where some of the employees under Spotify got pissed. So. Because of what they said. So Spotify employees wanted to control or at least like tailor to what Joe Rogan said, but that wasn't part of the deal. So I don't know what's gonna happen with that. So we'll see. But yeah.
It's still in its baby stages. So
it's really
there's so
the
much potential.
Stages.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially here in the Philippines where like even Boy Abunda has a podcast now. Yeah, it just came out this week, so
on Spotify.
Yeah, on Spotify. It's just search for his name. You'll probably see it there.
Boy Abunda.
Yeah, so it's nuts. It's nuts that we reached. Probably because like more people have time to listen. I don't know if that's a factor, or like more people have time to even make podcasts. So they're like stuck at home for most of the time.
I think it's
could
also
be
that.
Could be.
Yeah, so that's a thing. So yeah, it's not just, you know, for preventing road rage in the car.
Not any
kind of mellows you down, right? If you listen to people conversing and kind of join in on the side, kind of chills you down while driving. So if someone cuts you, you'll be like, "Oh, okay. I'm just going to listen to my podcast."
Mm-hmm. At least if you get angry at the car, it's not gonna be because of the road. So I mean, because of like something stupid that someone says on the podcast. This is a different reason. It's not the road.
Yeah, at least you're distracted.
Yeah.
So, and I guess if you're riding a fully electric vehicle with self-driving, then you have more time on your hands because you're just gonna basically ride the car, wait for it to get to your destination, and then in between, you're just gonna relax there, sit there.
Yeah, and like you can like literally wait for people. Like, what if you're the designated driver for someone, and then you just like you have to wait somewhere for like a few minutes. At least you have something to do.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, when you're a designated driver for someone. Anyway. We got the real.
Are you always the designated driver before?
Yes, even now still.
Right? Even now.
So it's not really a surprise. But then, like I enjoy driving simply because I can listen to more podcasts.
It's a good reason to like driving.
Yeah. At least there's something to like, because you know everything else about it is not, especially this country. So anyway. Yeah, so another thing I'm really curious about lately is like wearables, like wearing stuff on your wrist. I mean, it doesn't have to be the wrist at this point. You can have glasses, like those Huawei glasses.
Yeah, and you even have a face mask now.
The LG, was it?
Yeah, the LG
purifier
mask.
Thing? Yeah. I actually want one of them. I'm just so curious. I'm so curious.
So yeah, wearables now really vary.
Yeah.
For me, I actually like the wearable technology more than I do the phone technology, because the wearables are actually things that you can use, or a lot of them are things that actually help you in, like, for example, you're wearing a watch, a smartwatch. You have so many functions on it. You can have your trackers, you can have your notifications, that it's really helpful. It's not just something that you bought, that, like, for example, a phone. Yes, phones are useful, but they're so, but, you know, that's it. That's a phone. They don't add anything extra because they are essential. The wearables, they add extra things, extra features that make life just a lot easier.
And wearables are kind of like just there.
Yeah.
And it does its own thing. It's just there, it's just on your wrist. It does its own thing. For a phone, yeah, you always have to access it and all that.
Then, like, I think this is what happened. We had, like, different kinds of stuff before, like, back then, before the smartphone was a thing. So we had, like, MP3 players.
Yeah.
We had, like, CD players for some reason. What
They're else? All separate.
Digital cameras. Separate.
Yeah, they were all individual things.
Even a video recorder back then was a different thing from a digital camera.
Yeah,
that's right. An now, audio recorder. Oh, an audio.
Yeah, even an audio recorder.
Audio recorder.
Yeah. Then now they're all just be... Then when the phone happened, they all just converge into the phone. And now we're used to that. Now they're just going to spread out. Like, now you have smartwatches. You have a smart electric fan. We have a smart lights. We have smart anything.
Washing machine. Smart fridge.
Smart, though, yeah. Everything
smart glasses. Smart. I think there's no smart trash can, right? There
is.
Oh, there smart probably is. Is.
There probably is.
It has a sensor, so when you go near it, it opens up.
Oh.
So you throw your stuff and then it closes down. That's pretty smart to me.
That's so much fun.
I find that too basic, but yeah, that sounds smarter than it should be. Because, you know, I don't know if we confuse smart for lazy sometimes.
That's true.
That's just me.
That's true.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah. Like,
it's like they're using smart to make lazy people.
To make dumb people.
I mean, smart, to be fair, air conditions are controlled using the remote. So that's not really lazy. But then, like, electric fans. You used to, like, press on the button on the electric fan, and now you can just, like, hey, Google.
Oh, no. Turn on my fan.
Yeah. Sorry for triggering all your hey, Google stuff, guys. I just hope you're listening through headphones. So, crap.
Yeah, there we go.
It got triggered. Bad example. Anyway, so, yeah. I like that we're starting to diverge again with stuff in technology, and it's not just gonna be a phone only. So we have smart watches, we have smart health trackers, we have a smart weighing scale, we have smart toothbrushes for some reason.
sorry, what does a smart weighing scale do?
I mean, you know, it besides weighing scale, it will sync to your app and stuff.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
It's that.
Logging your data.
Yeah.
Okay. It's more of that. Not really.
It has a camera that looks at you.
And judges you look you like for you're
40
you
pounds.
Wild 40 pounds.
Like, you look fatter. Like, yeah, no.
Do more push ups.
Yeah. The last thing you want is a smart weighing scale that judges us every day.
Yeah, exactly, man.
Oh, even worse, like my self-esteem. A smart mirror. Imagine a smart mirror that judges you every turn when you pass by the mirror. You don't want that.
Brush your hair.
Are you really going out like that?
What are these shorts? That.
What are those?
What are those? Like, no.
No Crocs. Sorry. Do you guys wear Crocs?
I used to wear Crocs.
I used to wear Crocs too, but, like, you know.
I love Crocs.
Yeah, but they go in. It's very unwieldy during rainy season.
Yeah.
Dude, we should make a review for Crocs.
There's like a cool Crocs now, right? Like Adidas Crocs or something? Was it? There's like a
to be
cool
fair, there are Crocs now. That are closed toe now. They're not like the holes thing. But, you know, it loses the appeal of the Crocs.
Yeah, I admit it doesn't look the best, but it's one of the most useful footwear I've owned.
Kevin
I went to the mall. Yeah, yeah, I went to the mall with it. I climbed mountains with it.
Beach.
I went diving. Yeah, I love my Crocs. And Vika used to judge me from.
I don't anymore.
For owning them.
Because we're married, so I can't judge him on that.
Or worse, like, do it all the time.
Anyway, yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, it's like a thing. But then, like, even footwear can be smart. Because we have, like, I think there is this Nike, there is a pair of Nike shoes that can self-lace.
Yeah, they self-lace. And the ones that have the smart sole.
Like Marty McFly.
Yeah, the Marty McFly. Then the smart soles, then I think they measure your foot and stuff so you can get the proper size or something like that. I'm not 100% sure on that. But I'm it's silly. I mean... It's a good and bad thing. I would say it's a good thing because you know if you can get better shoes, smarter shoes, smart shoes. Yeah, why not? You don't need it. But
you'd rather make a shoe that can fit a lot more people, so at least you only have like a business side of things. You only have a few models to create instead of like making from size 5 or 6 to like size 14, 15. Oh my gosh. Because, you know, when the size gets bigger, it gets more expensive because there are limited stocks. Yeah. It's so weird. How did we get into footwear? Oh, right. Wearables.
Smart.
We're talking about the wearables.
Yeah, that's the thing with wearables. So anything you can wear can become something.
Yeah.
Falls into that category.
Yeah, even headphones. Even though we don't usually think of wearables like headphones, like, but you wear it on your head.
Technically,
you wear it on your head. Although, to be fair, you can't wear speakers unless, of course, you make it a like gold chain and you have a speaker in the middle.
You can wear it on your shirt, or a bag on your bag.
Yeah.
We saw a bag with speakers. So
I mean, it's a
not
bag.
Impossible.
Yeah. But you don't wear your bag though. So not
you don't wear your bag.
Yeah,
you wear your bag.
That
made me think, sir. You carry your bag, okay?
You can carry your bag, not wear your bag. See, we're getting into all these deep philosophical things, and it just popped out because we were talking about wearables. Yeah.
What would be your favorite wearable if you were to? Would it be a watch? Would it be
glasses?
Yeah, maybe TWS.
I'm worried about glasses because you would have to consider, you know, the grade.
Prescription,
You'd have to consider that. Although, to be fair, they're already starting to. But, like, it's gonna be a thing where you need to consider deep. And the worst thing, the thing with glasses is, like, what if you sell it to a person who doesn't wear glasses at all? That's the bad thing. It's like, you can't just sell it to a person without glasses because it's like it's like a I don't know if it's dead weight unless it's sunglasses, but then that's like a specific use case.
You don't wear sunglasses all that or in all the time or inside. Right,
or in the rain. It's like, why would you
or in the rain?
If you're hiding your tears, I don't know.
I mean, just go home, hide in there and cry.
Do it like a normal person.
Don't go out in the rain and cry.
I mean, to be fair, you can also go out in the rain, not have sunglasses, and just like let the rain hide your tears.
Yeah.
that's more normal than like having sunglasses. It's even more annoying because they could get into your eyes because like there's a chance, you know, with rain and all. So for me,
glasses are not for you.
Yeah, I mean, I have glasses, so it's not like...
I mean, yeah.
But, like, it's not gonna be for everyone.
Yeah,
so that's not really an idea. For me, it would be something that would be on your wrist or, like, a wearable on your ear. Like, headphones or earphones.
Yeah,
like, it's something that we can relate to now. But then, in the future, it could be slowly... Like, we could ease into it. It's not like a futuristic thing like VR headsets. I mean, I love VR like the next person, but they at least now they're getting more, let's just say, No, they're getting lighter now because you know,
lighter, yeah, like with wireless, the Oculus Go, yeah,
Oculus, it's portable, Quest, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's like wireless things and stuff. But then, like, that's still a niche thing, and unless you're really into it, then you won't really appreciate that. So yeah, things like the watch, things like fit, even fitness trackers are a thing, are really growing now. Like
our
family basically has like all fitness trackers now. Like, we have another reason, but like, it's a nice thing to be seeing like fitness trackers on like your mom, your dad.
Yeah,
my mom,
even Vika's mom, actually.
My mom recently got a heart stroke. About 2 years ago. Well, not recently. Okay, 2 years ago. And she's been wearing a tracker ever since. Yeah, so she could really monitor her. And it really helps. So I'm so thankful for things like that because it's helped her so much. So she's aware and she can monitor her everything. So it's nice. It's nice to see.
Peace of mind then.
Yeah.
Like, at least you know what to do when you see that information. That's what I like about wearables. Like, it collects information about your health that you wouldn't really get properly on a phone because it's not really attached to you.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, and I hope we reach a day where we can independently use our wearables without using a phone.
Well, it's getting there. I mean, some phones have LTE and watches. Some watches have LTE already. Let's wait for when they can accept SIM cards so we can start using our watches. Yeah.
Or like something like eSIM where you can just use the number eSIM, on the wearable. Yeah.
It's actually exciting, the prospect of wearables. There's so much potential there that there's so many things you can do and it's going to be beneficial, I think. I would like to think for the most part for everyone.
Because even the biggest companies realize that, like, you can't force a wearable to be like a computer. Like, you can do everything on it. So they realize, like, okay, it can just do specific things very well. So,
which is a complimentary.
Yeah. So, which is what's nice about what's happening. It's like a lot of things are now spawning from the phone because, like, we don't need to be using our phone all the time for everything.
Yeah.
And it's not good for everything now. It's like collecting health data. You can't just like bring your phone to jogging, you know, and you know, before where they're like armbands the phone. Just to collect
I didn't like those.
I don't like those either because like the armbands wouldn't fit most of the time.
And then wireless headphones weren't the thing there, so you had to wrap the wire around your arm and it was confusing back then.
Yeah, and like it's not like now where you have like a wide assortment of TWS. I don't know why they named it TWS. It's probably what? Truly wireless. Like, what's the S stands for?
I think Kev knows.
Why?
It's like, why did they abbreviate it? I know it's truly wireless, but they're like, what's with the S?
I think it's stereo. Stereo? Because it's TWS earbuds.
Yeah. So it's like, why is every earbuds are stereo, so I know attaching the truly wireless thing
would be
but like
that's true.
It's so weird. it's so weird. Like, why call it TW? To be fair, it's
I guess
a marketing
it sounds
thing.
Better.
Yeah, it's a marketing thing. Probably.
Yeah,
more often than not. So, now we have like wearables that can function on their own and then can store music on your. On the wearable, so you can listen to music without actually bringing your phone. It's actually freeing. We can just use your wearable to listen to music rather than like, okay, I have to scroll on my phone to find my favorite song and stuff. So
And even when you, messages and like if you're not like we're walking now, but if you're walking or you're busy and then you get a notification, you can see it right away and you can decide whether or not you're going to bring out your phone. So if it's like a spam or an alert, you don't have to take the time to wonder who the message is from. So it's, again, another way to distance yourself from your phone. So,
Yep. So
wouldn't it be cool if there was a wearable right now during this pandemic that you attach to yourself or something that take sample of your blood to test for coronavirus. So like if you're attending this, I don't know, event maybe, for example, you'll just beep and then okay, negative. That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, that would take a lot though.
That would be cool. You know, I'm kind of iffy about the idea of a device taking my blood.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I'm okay. I'll just go to a hospital maybe.
And like put a swab. Do the swab. Like
an auto swab?
Yeah.
What if it malfunctions or something?
Auto swab would look weird though, so I don't know.
Swab. That one.
It comes with an auto swab feature that automatically takes sample from your nose.
At least what Xiaomi did with the Mi 10T series was very thoughtful, where you have an antibacterial case and an antibacterial screen protector, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
So things like that. It's the little things again that, you know,
small steps towards the right direction.
So things like that. So yeah, we still ended up talking about the phone. Anyway, before we end this lovely, wonderful episode where we still talked about tech, because this is what happens when I have tech creators on. Because I'm mainly a tech creator, but I have this podcast to talk to different creators that I wouldn't normally talk to.
Mm-hmm.
That are like, you know, for example, if it's like fashion or like mainly a YouTuber, comedy YouTuber or something.
Okay.
So at least it's an avenue where I can talk to different kinds of creatives, entrepreneurs, or things like that. But yeah, when I'm talking to a tech creator, it's going to tech.
I mean, it goes to show how involved tech is into our lives, that we just can't escape it.
It's already embedded
in any conversation. In us, yeah.
The worst thing that can happen is if it will literally embed into our bodies. So,
well, it's not impossible.
That's not impossible. I don't want to say the word Skynet, but I already just did.
So. But you did.
Skynet and self-aware.
Yeah. Our imagination with movies and stuff. So that usually happens. So, yeah, before we end, this is the part of the podcast where you get to ask me questions. Because, like, my ulterior motive for this is to get... It's basically grabbing how people ask questions. Because, like, people ask differently. So, whenever it's a very interesting kind of question, so I try to integrate it somehow. But, of course, I'm not going to force it, so... Here we go. Go for it.
Okay. We were actually checking out your library earlier and we saw you have lots of episodes already.
Yeah.
For your podcast.
Yep.
What makes you keep on doing this? What's the appeal of podcast for you?
Number one, podcasts, especially this year, are like an excuse to talk to people. Because sometimes you tend to want to talk to people in a certain way, and sometimes if you do it like in online, it's gonna be different. You know, social gatherings like now are basically on Zoom, even where these are, which is kind of weird. But then what can you do? Not a lot of people can go out, so yeah, it became, especially this year, became an excuse for me to talk to other people, which I actually I actually used it as an excuse for some of the guests I had on this year, because I just want to talk to them, and to the point there was like a literal month where all we talked about was about the pandemic, because that was easily the most relatable thing everyone can talk about at the time. I don't want
to. Yeah, and everyone has a story to tell.
Yeah.
But you don't want to talk about it too much because, like,
yeah, that's true.
Everyone's going through it and they're going to get sick of it. So, yeah, might as well not. Although, to be fair, we can't avoid that. And second is, like, I wanna get into, like, how creatives do their thing. Although there are, like, themes you pick up on eventually as you do a lot of episodes. So, but it became apparent that each person, you know, a creator is still a person. They're still, they still eat. They still sleep.
They have something to tell, yeah.
They have something to tell, even though it sounds the same. But then, like, to them, it sounds completely unique. In a way, like, there's a uniqueness that tends to come out. Although, there are still, like, common threads that go about. Yeah, but then, like, it's a thing where, like, that's where the personalities come out, in a way. So, like, one, how do you stand? Because it helps with how do you stand out? How do you differentiate from the others? Like, okay, you do the same thing. So, what makes you you? That's what basically people learn when doing content creation. You have to be yourself because you can't just keep following others.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So, you like seeing other people's perspectives, insights.
Yeah,
that's good. And I bet you have a lot. You get a lot of those.
Yeah, and it's amazing that, like, I think it was like when I started interviewing people like outside the Philippines, like that's a thing. So like when I started talking to them, it also widened your perspective as a whole, because I can't just like keep on talking to like the Philippine person. Even now, it's like me talking to people from Manila or like from some other part of the country is also different because, you know, archipelago and stuff. Philippines.
We have so many cultures. We have so many cultures. Personalities. Yeah.
So it's different. Like, I would still encounter people who think Cebu is really a province, even though it's not.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not to judge, but yeah, I'm hearing from some people that that's what they still think. I hope that really changes, because that's not
that's
really
so weird. Case. As big as Cebu is, you wouldn't think someone would think it's a province.
Yeah, but apparently some people still think that. So I don't know. Not to judge.
Maybe it's the relaxed, laid back vibe that Cebu has. I don't know.
Oh, because
it's pretty busy too, right?
It's last busy, but the same
traffic. Yeah. Na rin eh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We well, maybe I'm just talking about the beach scene. The beach scene.
The beaches
like yung Bantayan, right?
Oh yeah, they're amazing. Like, go anywhere in Cebu, it's like you'd probably see a random beach there or like waterfalls or something.
Yeah, great. The beaches are beautiful. Well, and we went to one.
The amazing part of Cebu is even though it's traffic, it's only worse because it's smaller. But then like everything is nearer.
So there. It's you don't get like 3-hour drives or.
You do the, four you, hour get, drive. You get that when you go to the airport because like the airport is like
the airport is far.
No, it's not that far. Yeah, if,
not that far.
It's just traffic.
It's just so traffic. Because you're passing by three, like the traffic of three cities. So you imagine. I mean, three cities traffic here is nuts already, and I've already
three
tried.
Cities?
Yeah. One I've already tried Manila traffic. It's nuts too. Like I've been there a couple of times now. So it's not like I don't know how bad it's there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so bad. I actually don't miss driving. I mean to work. I miss driving but not to work.
Like yeah, I like I miss driving just to like get to somewhere.
Yeah.
But not like going to work. It's probably like a different thing, but you know, you have to do what we.
Well, you can listen to our podcast to this episode.
Yeah, that's true. So yeah, that's nuts. So
but yeah, congrats on your episodes, man, and congrats on this whole thing.
Yeah,
like it wasn't easy when I started because it was like. I didn't have this. This wasn't here when I started.
Your mic.
This mic.
He's pointing at his mic.
Yeah, this. Yeah, so this wasn't here when I started. So,
so like, what did you use? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, so if you haven't listened to the previous episodes, then I used to just use a laptop mic, which is the worst.
Okay.
But that's growth. I mean,
Just gonna say that.
Yeah.
You're a lot better now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you learn, and you learn of all the things I've been doing creatively, this is probably one of the most consistent I've done.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, because what I learned through this process is consistency. Getting that habit to do this. Yeah. And strategizing and do the whole dance. Because like, yeah. With content creation, it's like multiple jobs in one. So there's like video.
Definitely.
Video editing. So there's video production, there's social media marketing, there's analytics, there's a lot of stuff. And then like even that some of those jobs are literally occupied just one person each.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then you have to like
we have to do them all.
Yeah. You have to catch all of the skills.
Like that's why Pokemon. I have so much like Pokemon.
Yeah.
That's why I have so much respect for content creators as well, because people sometimes just see us like, oh, you just review stuff, people send you nice things and you just show them on camera. I'm like, yeah, that's true, but it involves a lot more.
Yeah,
more than that. So
like literally 10 minutes of video takes a lot of effort.
Oh, right? Yeah.
And I say 10 minutes because like that's what like YouTube tells you that you should have a certain length.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what they want.
Yeah, but that keeps changing though, and we would probably reach a point where like YouTube would have to up the ante for who gets paid on YouTube.
Probably.
Yeah. I mean, with how many times they've already changed the algorithm, so you know it's not going to be surprising if they do something different soon.
Yeah, and. Because of their like it, because the first time they did that change, it was shocking because like a lot of small creatives would lose out. But then like
I remember that.
I see the point why they did that, because you can't just have everyone doing.
Can't accept everyone, yeah.
Yeah, so might as well do that. So the next time they do it, it won't be as shocking because they already did it.
Yeah. So you like podcasts the best. I mean, it's the most consistent for you.
Yeah, it's the most consistent for me, especially if I still have a day job and a blog to maintain. So, video, like, I find video very fascinating because, like, you know, it's a visual thing. Especially with tech, you have to see the thing. So, it makes sense for tech to be so visual and be on video. But then, like, I would have to find the time to do all of that. Sometimes you have to know your limits, and because like you can't be doing all.
Yeah, there's a time for everything. I mean, if you're going to do video, there's going to be a way or a time for it, I'm sure.
Then they're just gonna say, there's a will, there's a way, but then like, know your limits, guys. You can't do everything.
Know your limits.
Sets your expectation for yourself, right? It really helps too if you know your limitation.
Yeah. I mean, you can overcome the limitations eventually, but then, like, how would you overcome your limits if you don't know them?
Yeah. You can't just go all out every time.
Yeah, you're gonna burn yourself to the ground. Then sometimes you wouldn't even notice until you're already feeling it, which sucks.
That's true. Yeah. That's actually what we watch out for. We really carefully watch out for that we don't get burned out, because we're just starting, we're just 6 months in, 7 months in, and we don't want to lose this like drive, this passion, just because we are reviewing a lot of things.
Yeah.
So I was telling Vika, okay, if it's the weekend, maybe let's just work a little and then rest for the end of the day, so we don't get burned out.
Yeah.
Even at night, I mean, we try as much as possible not to work at night and through the weekends.
But sometimes you really can't help it. You really have to work.
Can you even do that in Techtober though? Like, I feel like the biggest creators, like, I don't think they're gonna do like too much rest, especially if the releases are like.
I think Techtober for us started in September, so.
That's like 2 months. 2 months of like, Techtober.
I feel like for me, like the content creators here are also like, there's a lot actually there's a lot more phones coming out here than even in the US.
Yeah.
Because like
we get budget phones.
We get all the budget phones.
Yeah.
And then like
all the budget.
All of them. Like from like even like from us, like I think I can
India even. India also has a lot. So we get also those offerings, most of them.
Yeah, but like, you know, India's another level of insane. So we get way more.
And they have more people. So
yeah, we get way more. Like I see demand. Like a certain brand has this insane lineup of phones and it's like some of them don't even come out here. So that means, I don't know, India has a lot.
Yeah, yeah. India and China, I would say. They have a lot of exclusive phones.
Yeah. But then, like, at least in China, it's like you would eventually see it somewhere else. Or it's like, it's a version of something.
Mm-hmm.
With India, I don't know. There are some phones that never get here.
So they have a lot.
We have a lot. Like, I don't envy those people there.
Yeah, like, it's confusing.
And they're really specs heavy. Like, of
they
all
are,
the countries, it's India that's really specs heavy. Like, I read comments from YouTube videos of, like,
mm-hmm.
either it's local or, like, the international ones mm-hmm. that cover them. And then, like, so many, like, not... I notice it, so it's a thing. So, what I see a lot of, like, commenters from India, and it's, like, it's basically specs. So they really compare the specs. And it's very important to them.
Specs heavy presentation.
Yeah. Like the rest of the world has started to realize like, okay, phones can be a lifestyle piece.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I could get away with buying a phone because it has a certain color. Or I can buy a certain phone because it has this and that. So, and it's small. So
yeah I mean
so
in
it's
the
not
end,
really a matter of what processor it's using.
We're reaching that point, and for some reason there are still some countries who are really 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 focused on the specs.
I'd like to think some of the locals are also like that. Here in the Philippines, a lot of enthusiasts sa phones, they're really specs heavy.
Yeah.
It's surprisingly specs heavy.
The warriors in the squad, I'm not gonna mention the brand. That's why I mentioned that.
I'm just keeping silent here.
Yeah.
Okay.
The warriors in the squad.
But yeah, there are some people.
I'm just gonna say
really
that
specs
because,
heavy.
Yeah. I'm just gonna say that part because like it's kinda obvious who I'm referring to. So So I'd rather say it that way rather than like calling it outright. Unless, of course,
that's
you can
safe,
talk about certain
safe.
Product. So, yeah.
So, how about you, though?
Me?
Are you into more specs or...
the lifestyle.
What it,
here's
what
my,
it offers.
Yeah, my tech story is I used to be a diehard Nokia fan. Like,
okay,
Nokia is the jam. Like, they used to make like different kinds of weird phones. They make like a music dedicated phone, so it's just like then they
I
also
love the
made
weird phones.
Yeah, then they made the 5110, they made the 3310, so the indestructible phones. Then it reached a point where like I see the future, and it I don't think it will favor this brand as it is. So yeah, and now actually I have it propped up on my laptop. So I know the topic, so the iPhone's here, actually. Yeah. I mean, I'm less fanboyish now, because you can't be too fanboy. Although, we have preferences, but you can't be too fanboy with how you judge certain judge phones or gadgets these days.
Yeah.
Because it's gonna show. So, yeah, but at the end of the day, we have preferences. So, like, I have this iPhone here with me. And, yeah, that's what I prefer. I see the other side. I understand what it means. But then, like, at the end of the day, I don't want to complicate my life, especially with my phone.
That's true, yeah.
The last thing
so
you want
true.
Is to it
yeah.
break all the time. Although that's becoming rare now to find a bad phone.
Yeah, that's also so true.
Yeah.
That's so true.
Yeah. Try to find a bad phone. You it's hard unless it's really like a niche product that's focusing on like certain features that not a lot of other phones have, but then like it fails on the fundamentals.
Yeah, but if it's a niche phone, so it's probably doing what it's doing best.
Yeah,
but yeah, that's true.
If it fails on the fundamentals, then like why even bother?
But for a quick story, my mom was able to buy a laptop, and she chose that specific laptop because it was red.
That's my mom,
but I'm just saying that there are consumers that, who think that way.
Yeah.
No, I'm not gonna think about it's how many RAM it has, how many storage it has. It's red. I want it.
Yeah.
So yeah, and she, they're the ones who are usually who can pay. Yeah. You know.
That's right.
Yeah, and it's not a bad thing. People always make it out that if you choose something because of color or because of just one thing, it's not bad. You can just buy what you want.
Yeah. Like, we literally know a tech creator whose basic mission
is to
promote that. If you don't know who it is, guys, and I'm gonna I'm gonna scorch you in the comments. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not like that. I'm not hostile. That's not how it goes. So yeah,
but yeah,
like literally, because like, you know, the iPhone 12 is coming and I'm looking for an upgrade, so
looks cool though. I mean, the features
but like the reason why I'm gonna choose a specific phone is because of the color, because they're basically almost the same phones. So like my decision now boils down to a color, because like I was pining for a certain model in blue, but then when I look at that blue, it's like, it looks crap. So then I saw the other blue, like, that looks better. So I'm gonna get that one. So that's how the decision boils down to now.
Yeah, and I really think it's not a bad thing.
Yeah,
they shouldn't demonize picking gadgets because of color. I mean,
yeah, it's 2020, guys.
Yeah.
I can get a pretty colored phone even if it doesn't run the latest apps because it's pretty.
But then it probably will, because phones aren't that bad anymore.
Yeah, I mean, if it's all, I mean, unless if you're really a gaming enthusiast,
but then
most phones will run almost everything, I would say.
Yeah, but then you'd know what you'd get.
Yeah, you'd know what to get. You're right.
So yeah, you wouldn't be focusing on the color. You'd probably get black for all I know. But it depends. It really depends on what kind of gadget, like what
do
you look for? Yeah, what kind of user are you?
Yeah.
What do you look for? Like I could be hardcore with certain things like a laptop, but then when I phone, I'd just be as simple as, oh, I like blue, so I'm gonna get this one.
Or for me, I saw the iPhone 12 video capabilities. I was really like, wow.
Yeah.
I want to give that a try. Or I want to try that out. So it really depends on what your interests are.
Yeah. I'm really curious how the new video capabilities will pan out, like, in the future. Because, like, let's face it, millions of people will have it. So what effect will that have on the rest of the industry? Because, like, suddenly we'll have people shooting, like, very... few years ago, we'd think it's very sophisticated technology for video. Now it's just in
a phone. Yeah. Phones, drones, gimbals, they're all so
even
accessible.
Affordable phones now can shoot 4K, you know. Phones before, 4K was like, wow, 4K resolution.
But now it's like, okay, it's basically in a lot of mid-range too.
Yeah, mid-range.
Mid-range, yeah.
Yeah. Like, what do you think of the mid-range? Like, that's where the interesting stuff are now. Flagship is
segment, segment.
You know what to expect. Flagships are flagships.
Yeah,
The mid-range stuff is nice because you get to explore.
And mid-range level itself is also, I don't know, I see it as an upper mid-range and a lower mid-range because you have those a bit of pricey ones, but they're also considered mid-range. But you have those below 20K, below 17K,
that are still mid-range.
Also offer, yeah.
I mean, it's really hard to say which is upper mid-range and which is lower mid-range.
It's besides actually the price. Hard to review phones that, you know, are kind of offer the same thing. It's kind of hard to differentiate them, for me, at least.
Yeah.
So for me, it's a challenge to, okay, what does this offer that other phones in its segment don't? So
You'd really have to observe which ones are going there. But then, like, when that certain phone came out with that certain price, and it's like, what? You actually got a phone with basically a flagship processor in basically a mid-range price point. So like,
yeah, right.
So like, you would know.
So, you know, just pick a nice color.
Yeah, at the end of the day. Seriously, we're gonna reach
pick
a point
that
where
you like.
Yeah, we're gonna reach a point where all phones are so good that you probably end up just picking the color.
I think that's why they're churning out like better looking phones, because they know that, they know what you're saying, that they're all phones are good, so now it's kind of which one looks better.
Yeah, but yeah, we'll see. So yeah, I guess that's it. The tech talk went long again.
did it go over time? Sorry, man.
It's okay,
and we ended on phones. I'm sorry.
It's fine. So yeah, thank you so much, Kevin and Vika, for being on this wonderful episode of the Creator Life podcast.
Thank you so much as well.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah,
this is not the last time. We love chatting with you, man.
Yeah, it'll probably not be the last. I'm thinking of ways to bring people back without seemingly it being
super repetitive. Just let us know.
So, yeah, sure. So now is the time you get to plug. Even though you've been basically sub-plugging throughout the episode. So
just check us out, The Modern Creatures.
Yeah.
We have a website, we have a channel.
Go ahead.
Go.
Okay. For those who haven't heard of us, we are Kevin and Vika from The Modern Creatures. We have a website at themoderncreatures.com and a YouTube channel, Twitter, Facebook page, Instagram, all those socials.
Yeah.
Basically, if you want the latest or some gadgets that you want to check out before you buy them, we try to show what they do, and hopefully we help you out, guys. That's basically the challenge here, is to help the viewers see if they like the product or not. So if you're one of those, check us out.
Yes, and we're not specs heavy, don't worry. Sorry, go.
Check out their car content. Car content.
What? Sorry?
Car
what?
Content. Car
oh,
content.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We have automotive.
Yeah. Not everyone gets to do that, you know. Well, yeah.
Well, if ever you visit Manila, and if I'm testing a car, we'll get on it, man. And we'll listen to your podcast.
Oh, we'll do a driving podcast.
Yeah, let's do one.
Oh, that's fun.
Book your flight to Manila soon.
Wait, COVID.
Gosh, probably next year.
You can line that up.
Or yeah, we can go to Cebu.
Still need
I don't know. Whatever.
I don't want to travel yet.
Anyway, sorry.
Yeah. Kind of afraid to like randomly travel.
Like, that's for like a future.
Future plan. Like literally, when I got back from work, I had a work trip like earlier in the year. When I got back, it was like, okay, it was pandemic, so I couldn't go to Manila. Crap. that was my plan after, you know, work trip, go to Manila, visit people, say hi.
Yeah.
Then.
Sayang.
Oh, well.
Yeah. All the plans for 2020 are gone.
Yeah. Everyone's plans. Anyway.
Okay. Let's end with a positive note.
Yes. Please.
Yeah. At least we're all healthy
Christmas?
And happy. Yeah.
At least we're all healthy. Yes,
we're all
that's
healthy,
correct.
Yeah.
And Christmas is around the corner. So
it's going to be an interesting online Christmas, I would think, for a lot of us.
I feel sorry for the online shopping platforms that will have to carry most of the load now, because not everyone's comfy going out to buy gifts.
They're rich, so you know, they're getting richer.
Especially now. Anyway. Anyway.
Thank you again, man.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't wanna feed their ego anymore, so let's end it before we go nuts. So, podcast updates and behind the scenes are on social media. That's Creator Life Pod, Creator Life POD on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can also follow me personally on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Julian CB. That's JULLIANSIBI. You'll probably try searching it now. So weird.
Yes, I am. I will search.
Go. So, yeah. And leave a rating review on Apple Podcasts. It helps the show a lot. 5 stars recommended. And that's basically it for this episode. I hope you enjoy it, even though it had so much tech. I mean, it's fine.
Sorry, guys.
It's fine. We didn't go spec heavy. Like, I had episodes that were really spec heavy, so that was brutal. But this one is fine. So, until the next one, guys, enjoy your tech, enjoy your coffee, enjoy life, and stay safe, everyone. Bye!
Bye! Bye! Bye.